So our text for this evening's meditation, this Christmas Eve, is from Isaiah chapter 9, these words, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it was pointed out to me this last week that God, who began the creation of all that is with the words, "Let there be light," begins the recreation of man, our recreation, with the light, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our recreation, it begins. Our being turned back into the image of God, it starts when faith turns to the light, which is Jesus Christ, and walks into it and remains within it. In other words, coming to faith in Jesus, we are enlightened by Him, and in His light, we see our life, the lives of those around us, indeed the life of every human being, in a different way than we did before. This should be exciting. And it is. For darkness, you know, it's just not what it's cracked up to be, is it? Darkness is not what it's cracked up to be. For example, As children, it's normal, isn't it, to be frightened of the dark? And justifiably so. Why? Well, we cannot see. We cannot see when we are in the dark. And if we cannot see when we are in the dark, who knows what's in there with us in the dark? What's there? Nothing good. Just laying in our beds at night in the dark as children, we would think about what actually was under our beds, what was in the closet. I had a great imagination as a child, so nighttime for me could be terrifying. Oddly enough, though, as we grow, as we hit our teenage years, the darkness begins to become appealing, doesn't it? We begin to like darkness because we can hide in it. When my older brothers attended our high school there in Colorado, a controversy broke out because the administration insisted that the lights remain on at all school dances. Well, the student council protested, won the day, the lights went off at the dances, and things changed. The dances changed, and what went on at the dances changed. The darkness here in Minnesota in the wintertime, it's something. Isn't it? I mean, if we didn't have snow on the ground reflecting what little light there is, we wouldn't be able to see at all. Our streetlights? Well, they're not so much devices that actually light the streets as simply lights that are next to the street. So the term street light. A far cry from those of Amsterdam that clearly light every major street of that European city, making them visible from way up in the sky as you land at the airport there in the wee hours of the morning. We know what physical darkness is, how it can frighten, and how it can hide. That's physical darkness. But what's spiritual darkness? Spiritual darkness is another matter, isn't it? Spiritual darkness is a life lived in which Christ, the light, is not. For apart from Christ, apart from faith in Christ, there's nothing within man but spiritual darkness. In a Bible study once, while studying at the seminary, I was given the opportunity to talk to a woman, the wife of a friend, who had not been a Christian her entire life, who had become a Christian as an adult, being at that time just recently baptized. So I asked her, being the curious seminarian that I was at that time, what was it like? What was it like before being a Christian? What was it like on the inside, in your heart? And her answer to that question, I remember to this day. She said, it was darkness. There was nothing but darkness. I asked her to explain. She said, when thinking of the present, it was nothing but darkness. When thinking of the future, nothing but darkness. When thinking of the past, well, she didn't like to think about the past. coming to faith in Christ, however, the Holy Spirit entering her heart, Christ himself coming to live in her heart. Her life was now light. She could see herself for herself as a redeemed child of God. She could look at her life as that directed by God. She could look to those around her as those loved by God and look to the future with hope of being with God. Her life in Christ, with the arrival of Christ into her heart, had turned from darkness into light. Now, that's somewhat hard to grasp, isn't it? But insightful and wonderful. For this is what our text is about. Those who sit in darkness in Christ have seen a great light. On them this light has come, allowing them then to live through faith in Christ daily in hope, expressing a love which they could not express before, because now in Christ they would know what love is, what exactly to love, and how to love. Yes, our text refers to the children of Israel. And being written 800 years before the birth of Christ, it prophesies what would happen when Jesus would be born. So the song of Mary, the Magnificat, rejoicing in the conception of Jesus. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And the song of Simeon, spoken as he held the baby Jesus in his arms. O Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to thy people Israel. As the glory of the angels lit up the night sky around the shepherds that first Christmas, so the birth of Christ spiritually enlightened the earth, accomplishing what long was prophesied and realizing the source of all true spiritual enlightenment. Of course, for those who have been Christians their entire lives, baptized into Christ as babies, growing up without hearing, always hearing about and knowing of and believing in Christ, this idea of being enlightened in such a way may seem foreign. We have, living in Christ, never experienced such total darkness as the woman in that Bible study. So how can it be understood? Well, maybe we can talk here a little bit about those LED light bulbs. If you've taken the time to change out your old incandescent bulbs in your house for LEDs, it's kind of odd what happens when you do. Especially if you choose to use those skylight or daylight bulbs. For when you replace your old bulbs with new LEDs, your rooms, they look different, don't they? Corners are lit up that weren't lit before. Colors jump out that you didn't realize were there, and dust and dirt, it emerges, that was hidden safely in the yellow hue of those old light bulbs. Yes, we could still see with those old bulbs, see what we needed to see, but with the new bulbs, so much changes, right? Well, those new LEDs represent our life in Christ when our faith as Christians increases. It increases in our Savior, and we simply live more and more and more in Him. Now, Christmas, it's wonderful in this regard, for we are given the opportunity after the season of Advent to hear once again and reflect upon the incarnation of the very Son of God, that is, of God becoming man in Jesus Christ, in order ultimately to dwell and reign in our hearts, enlightening us daily with His light. This is why we read in the Gospel of John that the light of Christ was the life of man. Because apart from Christ, we have no light, only darkness. Apart from Christ, there is no life but death, the shadow of death in which we live day to day to day. Yes, 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 there is light in the world. Man made light, and man constructed enlightenment, that is, ideas and principles which are seen truly to take man to a higher plane of intellectual awareness and skill and ability. The 18th century is known as the Age of Enlightenment, for the ideas forwarded throughout Europe and its universities and schools at that time were believed to be those which brought man into his modern conception of self. The American Revolution and Constitution were a result, along with the French Revolution, and a gradual tearing away of public life from the Christian church, which had long been part and parcel of the social fabric in the West. For the message of the Enlightenment of the 18th century was clear. To be enlightened was actually to depart from the light, to abandon Jesus. The fact that he was God become man, the fact that he suffered and died and rose again from the dead, never to die again. But oddly enough, it's in those moments in our lives when we have drifted away from Christ, when we have wandered to the edge of the light, we could say, being tempted to explore the darkness, that we have found ourselves not enlightened at all, barely able to understand who we are, where we are, what we are. We were at such times not in complete darkness, but our lives were like wandering around in a huge warehouse full of all sorts of things, a warehouse lit only by one single 25-watt incandescent bulb hung on a single wire from the ceiling way, way in the distance. Now, if that is where we find ourselves this Christmas Eve, let's realize what's happening. Like the prodigal son, we've wandered away from the light, Jesus Christ. And in so doing, our life is slowly, almost imperceptibly darkened, become non-life, unlife, lifeless life, as our life has lost meaning and context and purpose. Let's repent this Christmas Eve for such wandering and turn once again from the darkness into the wonderful light, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what of the darkness that still clings to us? What are the deeds of darkness, the things that we did do in the dark? What of our sin? What did we hear in John 1 a few moments ago about the relation of darkness to light, especially when it comes to Jesus Christ? The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. What does that mean? It means that our sins of darkness, of spiritual darkness, do not overcome Jesus. Jesus, who is the light of man, overcomes our sins of darkness. That's what he did on the cross, suffering and dying, so that whoever believes in him could live continually in his life, continually in his light. In other words, those living in the forgiveness of Jesus truly are the ones in this world, this Christmas Eve, who are living life. Why? We, through faith, have seen a great light. On us the light of Christ has shined and continues to do so. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing.